I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In early January, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi created a committee to confront sectarian incidents. Middle East Concerns Miles Windsor breaks down the details of the new committee for us.
Terror attacks are a big problem for the Christian community in Egypt, especially in Upper Egypt. The cause tends to be rumors of Christians opening a church in a village, or rumors around perhaps a relationship between a Muslim female and a Christian male. And so this does tend to create significant tensions, especially in underdeveloped rural parts of Egypt.
But until the underlying issues are addressed, violence will continue. So pray for the deepening of faith for Christians in Egypt. And in the U.S., abortion isn't the only sanctity of life issue, but it typically drives a conversation each year on Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. Thousands are expected to take part in today's March for Life in Washington, D.C., because abortion is a political priority, too. According to the Associated Press, legislators are pushing for either more access or more restrictions at the state level. Eric Verstraete of Life Matters Worldwide says the church should be paying attention.
We need to have a good gauge of what's going on in the political world. So number one, we know how to pray for those who represent us on the governmental level. Also, there are lots of ways that we can get involved. It's really important that we in the church and in the evangelical world not fall asleep at the wheel.
So pray alongside the U.S. Body of Christ this weekend on Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.